Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Martin here, and tonight we're going to do a little story suggested by this person.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Toronto. I'm a big fan of you. And could you please put a story that said there was a mineral planet and then you and with lots of sapphires and diamonds and minerals? Thank you. Bye.
Well, Ryan, I think I can do that. I really do. I think I can make that up. And if you've ever wondered how I make things up, I basically take the story idea, I put it inside my head, I honestly, I sit down and I just kind of meditate on the idea and see where my brain takes me. And every now and then, like tonight, I ask for the opinion of my son Oliver, who added to this one as well. So thanks, Ollie. If you have an idea for an episode, my favorite way to get them is through SpeakPipe. It's basically speakpipe.com/dadsvoicemail, which is linked to below. You can go there, you can leave a message. Might even say if you've already left me something on the Google form and your parents are okay with it, you could even re-record that suggestion in SpeakPipe, assuming I haven't made it yet. But if not, it's all good. I'll still be checking those other forms and emails and things like that. I just really like when we can share the voice of the person who comes up with the idea, too. Hearing from some of the listeners, I think you seem to like that as well. Enough of me blabbering on. It's time to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship one day. You get up out of bed and look out the window. You can see that the ship's dropped out of super hyperdrive. Nothing seems to be moving around you, except for some sort of planet below. Spaceship, you ask? Where are we? What's that planet down there? I have put us in orbit above a planet with a strong mineral composition. Not only are there many valuable minerals to mine on this planet, but there also seems to be an unknown energy source. My energy banks are depleting quickly. We need to refill. Oh, you mean it's some sort of power crystal or something like that? I do not believe it is a power crystal. However, I could not locate one in the vicinity. I am hoping this will be a close approximation. Alright, where's the crystal or whatever it is located, you ask? The energy signal is coming from deep within the planet. There seem to be several sources. How are we going to get to them, you ask? I recommend mining, Spaceship says. I can do the heavy lifting, and then you should be able to do the finer stuff, Spaceship suggests. Alright, let's get mining, you say. You get out of bed and you head out into the main part of the ship. You sit down in the captain's chair, grab a hold of the wheel, and you take control of the spaceship, flying it down through the atmosphere of the mineral planet. As you get closer overhead, you can tell that this planet is indeed abundant in minerals. Flying over top of it, you can see all sorts of gems and jewels. You see rubies and sapphires, emeralds, diamonds, and other different ones that you can't quite identify. They're gigantic, really. You see some sticking up out of the ground that are basically the size of houses. Where's a good place to drill? You ask Spaceship as you fly over the planet. I have located one here, Spaceship says, displaying a map with a little blinking dot on it on the view screen. You fly towards the little blinking dot and land the spaceship on the ground. All right, what's next? You ask. It's time to transform, spaceship says. Okay, go ahead, you respond. Spaceship begins to glow a bright yellow color. As you look out the view screen in front of you, you see the nose of the ship stretching out into a long point. Or, not really a point, but a drill. A gigantic drill on the front of the ship. Cool, you say, looking down at the drill. Let's get going. You look down at the console and find a little button labeled Drill On. You press the on button, and the huge drill at the front of the ship starts to spin around in circles. Beside the button is another lever that seems to change the throttle of the drill. As you move it up, the drill starts spinning faster and faster, and when you move it down, it slows down and even stops. You put the drill up just a little bit and carefully steer the spaceship down into the ground. The drill begins boring a hole right below you. Once you get the hang of it, you slowly up the speed of the drill, faster and faster, until you're boring through the ground at incredible speed, creating huge tunnels behind you. We are approaching the energy signal. I suggest we do this manually from here on out, spaceship says. I will take the liberty of opening up the area around us. With that said, a whole bunch of drills pop out of all different sides of the ship. The back, the sides, the front, the top. And they each start drilling around the ship in all directions, opening up a huge wide area around spaceship itself. An area big enough for you to get out and explore things. In order to make sure you're protected inside the middle of a strange mineral planet, you decide to put on your space armor first. You press the button on your space watch, and your armor, well, a whole bunch of little tiny miniature robots anyways, crawl out of your watch, surround your entire body, and then solidify themselves into an advanced space armor. You look down at your arms and legs. You feel very powerful with this on. And don't forget this, spaceship says. Don't forget what, you ask. A robotic arm flies out of the side of the ship, holding something that looks like a pickaxe. It looks like a diamond pickaxe from a video game you've played before. Thanks. What does this do? That is a pickaxe of my own design, a resonance pickaxe. This axe detects the frequency of anything it's hitting. As it hits it, it emits the exact same frequency, causing the material to crumble. Cool. You head outside the spaceship with your new resonance pickaxe, or whatever it is, and you walk over to one of the walls. Spaceship explained that being this close to the power source, you're gonna have to do things manually, and carefully lead your way through the tunnel by hand. You pick up the pickaxe in the air, you swing it at the wall of the cave, and it makes a strange clunking sound. Soon after you hit it, a huge square of earth just kind of dissolves and falls away. Whoa, this thing works like a Minecraft pickaxe, you realize. You continue to swing the pickaxe at the wall, and with each hit, a little square of dirt or rock just crumbles to pieces and falls down on the ground around you. You work your way deeper and deeper into the planet until you finally break away a wall that reveals a glowing light. You clear the rest of the wall around it, and you walk inside a large open cavern that's surrounded by, well, diamond, or some sort of glowing diamond. Spaceship, what is this? Scanning, spaceship says. A light suddenly shoots out of your watch and scans the wall around you. I believe we have found our power source. Are they diamonds, you ask? Not exactly. The outer shell seems to be made of something like diamond. However, the outer shell is trapping a very interesting reaction inside. Now, what sort of reaction is it? It seems to be a cold fusion reaction. Basically, the different elements inside the diamond are working together to create power, only without any heat. Is that a good thing, you ask? Yes, this should provide an almost unlimited form of energy that renews for a very long time, spaceship explains. Well, can you use it to power the ship, you ask? I believe I can, spaceship answers. We should start with a sample. All right, I'll go get you one, you say. You walk over towards a wall with a large glowing diamond on it. You take your pickaxe, swing at the wall, and as soon as it hits it, nothing happens. Is this thing working? You wonder. And then the wall starts to shake. Bits of the wall break off and fall to the ground as the diamond seems to be pushing itself out of the wall. Wait a second, you realize. That's not just a diamond. First, there's a diamond leg, and then a diamond arm, and a diamond body, and a diamond head. And you probably know where I'm going with this by now. But standing in front of you is a large and living diamond creature. The diamond creature looks at you, spreads its arms apart, and lets out a shrill shriek in front of you. All of the walls start to shake with the strange sound. And then the diamond creature's chest begins to glow, a bright green color. And after that, the bright green color shoots out towards you. You quickly jump to the side as the laser beam, or whatever it is, hits the wall behind you, exploding a whole bunch of rock into many different pieces. Uh-oh, you say to yourself. Spaceship, any ideas on defeating a living, I don't know what this thing is, like a cryo-fusion diamond guy? You ask. Several possibilities come to mind, Spaceship says. Spaceship begins listing all of the different possibilities as you jump from left to right, flying up in the air, doing loop-de-loops and anything else you can to dodge the laser beams that this thing's throwing at you. Soon, Spaceship comes up with an idea you think you can actually use. Some sort of sonic device may also be useful, much like your pickaxe, Spaceship says. The pickaxe? That's right. The pickaxe is designed to stop things just like this. Only it didn't work the first time I hit it. Understood. Analyzing event now, Spaceship says as you continue dodging laser beams. Analysis complete. It seems the device has never encountered this exact frequency. Updating device now, Spaceship says. You look down at the pickaxe and you see a little download symbol on it. The download symbol slowly fills up as another laser flies towards you. You dodge to the side once again. When you look down at the pickaxe next, download complete is written on it. Now you just have to find the perfect chance to attack this thing back. You stand right out in the open, getting ready to dodge the next laser attack and lunge directly for the cryofusion diamond creature. As the laser shoots towards you, you quickly bend to the side, activate your thrusters, and hold the pickaxe up in the air, ready to swing it as hard as you possibly can. As you come close to the diamond creature, you swing the pickaxe, hitting one of the diamond creature's legs. The leg explodes into many different pieces. As the diamond creature continues to try to attack, you swing the pickaxe again, getting its other leg, then its arm, and its other arm. You raise the pickaxe up in the air, ready to strike one more time, when you suddenly hear something.
Oh no, please don't do that,
the voice says. Did you just talk, you ask?
Of course I did. What are you doing swinging that axe around? That kind of hurt,
the voice says.
Sorry,
you say, putting the axe down behind you in a great deal of confusion. I thought you were just some sort of mindless rock creature attacking me.
Of course you thought that. You didn't even stop to ask.
Well, I mean, you kind of started shooting laser beams at me right away.
I didn't start this. You're the one who hit me in the leg. It kind of stung a little, and I don't know. It woke me up, and... Well, nobody likes being woken up, okay?
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. Luckily, I can just grow my legs back from some of these other diamonds,
the diamond thing says.
Can you hand me one of those?
You look towards where the diamond creature is gesturing, and you see a diamond, roughly the size and shape of an arm or leg, sticking out of the wall. You head over to it, hit the dirt surrounding it with your pickaxe, and free the thing with ease. You bring the diamond over to the creature, and the creature kind of attaches it to its body, turning it into a new arm. You make your way around the area, freeing other diamonds and bringing them over to the creature, until he's easily rebuilt his arms and his legs. He stands up beside you.
Thanks, he says. Maybe we can just be friends and kind of forget all this happened?
Sure, you say. Do you mind if my spaceship and I take one of these cryofusion diamonds or whatever they are? Spaceship says it'll make a good power source.
Oh, of course you can. I mean, they're basically just rocks, unless they're attached to me. Then they're living. But here you go.
The big creature walks over towards the wall and starts punching pieces of rock apart. Soon he reveals a gigantic diamond, one of the biggest power diamonds you've seen yet. He rips it out of the wall, lifts it up in the air, and says,
Where should I put this thing?
Follow me, I guess. You activate your thrusters and float up into the air. You float back through the little tunnel you created into the larger area where you parked spaceship. The giant diamond creature follows after you, carrying the huge cryofusion diamond in his arms. When he gets close enough to the spaceship sends out little robots to pick it up for him and fly it into the ship.
Thanks, you say. I appreciate you helping me after that misunderstanding. No problem. I don't get many visitors around here. Come back any time. Plenty of diamonds, the creature says. Okay, this was a really cool mineral planet. Lots of unexpected things for sure. My spaceship installs the cryofusion diamond into his core. You decide to go hunting for some other minerals. You use your resonance pickaxe to create other tunnels, and you find all sorts of things. Giant sapphires, emeralds, normal diamonds, and all sorts of gems you've never heard of before. You gather the huge, colorful pile of gems, and you lead each one into the ship. There's still a lot of empty shelf space on the spaceship, and you decide that these will make great displays. You carefully place each one on the shelf until you have an absolutely beautiful, gem display of some kind. You turn around and look toward the center of the spaceship. For some reason, there's a huge pillar that sticks up out of the ground. Almost like a little tube. Spaceship's power core, you realize. Inside the power core, the robots have placed the huge cryofusion diamond battery. You watch as little metal things attach themselves to the battery. Spaceship powers down for a second, and then suddenly turns back on. The lights shine a little brighter. The hum of the spaceship is a little bit louder. And you can just tell that this is even more powerful than anything that's been attached before. Will it work? You ask Spaceship. I believe so. This could be an exciting new power source for us, Spaceship answers. Well, let's get out of here for now. I don't know if I want to sleep in the middle of a mine. Understood, Spaceship says. You wave goodbye to the diamond creature who's just staring in the back of the spaceship for some reason. Spaceship closes the back door, lifts up into the air, and turns itself around. You fly back through the tunnel that Spaceship drilled into the planet, and fly up through the atmosphere once again. As you do, you head over to the couch in the middle of the spaceship. You lay down on it once again. You close your eyes, and you just start to relax. With each breath, you allow yourself to sink down deeper and deeper into the couch. And before long, you find your mind wandering off to dreams of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.